We play and call it work.
What is up, Wargamers? Josh here to bring this week's Sit and Talk, the show where I do my best to answer all the questions you guys have left for me this week. Next week, it's going to be Quirk's turn to do a Sit and Talk, so any questions you have for him, leave them in the comments below. Just go ahead and put Quirk and then whatever question you have for him so he knows that you are addressing him. Anything you have for me, whether it be comments, feel free to leave them in the comments section or shoot me an email at josh@miniwargaming.com. Let's jump right into my set of questions here. First up, we have Brogue Lunial. Josh, now that the General's Handbook is around the corner, do you think we will get to see more Age of Sigmar soon? Yes, definitely. We are currently getting prepped for it. There's been some leaks, like people have their hands on some of this stuff. As it stands right now, the studio does not have a copy of the book yet. We're fairly confident about most of the stuff we have in it. So Steve and I have been putting a little bit of prep work into figuring out how it is we're going to cover the game. The nice thing about the General's Handbook is it gives us that, trying to think of the best way to put it. It gives us that equal playing field for playing the game. When we have guests come in, it's tough because there's a lot of different comp systems, a lot of different ways people were playing Age of Sigmar. So there's a lot of communication necessary to be able to play the game that both people were expecting to play. General's Handbook lets us have one book that, you know, everybody's used to using and knows the rules for. So it's a lot easier to film content. That was kind of the big issue with Age of Sigmar is we didn't have many guests wanting to come in and play, and the people that were, it was tough because if they weren't a regular guest, if they were traveling, a lot of communication necessary to make sure the game was what it is that both people were expecting. So yeah, General's Handbook is definitely going to make it so that you're going to see some more Age of Sigmar content soon. Other than that, we still have some outstanding models. We had sent some stuff out to get painted, and not all of it has come back yet. So that's another reason. So we're gathering all of our resources, getting prepped for it. I don't have a date for you on when filming is going to start, and then even beyond that, when we're going to start to release all that stuff. So yeah, you're going to see Age of Sigmar soon. It's how you define soon that I'm not really sure of. Also, what is your best guess on what is next for Games Workshop in terms of Age of Sigmar? New models and so on. I assume we're going to see some Grand Alliance Death models coming out, some new stuff. But that's just a shot in the dark. Who really knows what it is that they're getting ready to put out there? But I haven't seen a whole lot of that. We've seen stuff for Chaos, we've seen it for Order, we've seen it for Destruction, so let's see some cool new death models. Unrelated, but who at Mini Wargaming would survive the best on an icy planet such as Fenris? And who do you think would perish first? That's a pretty solid question. I'm going to say who would survive the best would be probably Justin, our guy who does customer support. I know he's kind of into survival-y kind of stuff, so I assume that he would be probably the most capable out of anybody here of surviving. And who do you think would perish first? That's a tough one. I'm going to say Quirk. I've never heard Quirk talk about any sort of camping trips or outdoorsy stuff. I don't think he's a very outdoorsy kind of guy, so I'm going to assume that he has the least experience in being outside and surviving outside. So I'm going to say that Justin would live the longest, and Quirk would probably be the first one to die. But that's just a guess. Who knows? Next question we have is from Cliff Jumper. Matt or Josh? I think you're stuck with having Josh answer this one, so I'll do my best. I'm traveling, moving from Europe to the States for university. I would love to bring some of my Warhammer collection with me. Cool. Yeah, definitely. If you're coming over for school, bring your stuff with you. Do you have any tips for packaging my miniatures, and do you know if the paints will survive the flight? Not dry up or burst with the pressure. Newly subscribed Vault member, keep up the awesome work. first and foremost, thanks for being a Vault member. It's the support of the Vault members that we're able to do what we do. So thank you for that. As far as traveling with miniatures, I'm going to say go ahead. I don't know what kind of stuff you use to move your miniatures around right now. I don't know how many of the different cases I would trust going onto a plane. My suggestion is package them up proper. And I don't know how big of a collection you got. I mean, if it's small enough that you can do like a carry-on or something, then maybe that's the way to go. But I'm assuming you have a bigger collection than that. If you do have the larger collection, I would do the individual bubble wrap for models and then package them up and get them shipped across. I don't know any of the different commercial cases, how much I would really trust them. That being said, I don't have experience with a ton of them other than the Games Workshop cases, which I would definitely not trust my miniatures traveling overseas in those. So yeah, do some research on some different cases, decide if it's worth spending the money, and if it's not, get some bubble wrap in a cardboard box, bubble wrap everything up, and get it shipped over. And I guess, you know, that would be my suggestion, but look around and see if you can find a better solution for it, because I don't really know what would work the best for you. As far as paints and all that, I don't think the pressure should affect them, but I'm no expert on traveling with paint, so I'd Google search that one, man. Next question is Sir Knight of Ender. Sir Knight Offender? I'm going to Google Sir Knight of Ender. Josh, do you know why Dave told everyone to say happy birthday to Steve? I have no idea. It's probably all my fault. As you guys probably know, I've been buddies with Steve for a couple years now, and he hates just being the center of attention for things like his birthday. For whatever reason, it bugs him. He doesn't like getting presents, and he doesn't like that sort of stuff. So I like to bother him about it, and I brought that into work. So let me think. This started with I decided to mess with him by having guests wish him a happy birthday. So when he had a guest come in, I'd usually take them aside and say, hey, you know, it's not actually his birthday, but pretend like you think it is and wish him a happy birthday and act really sincere. And then he will apologize a ton and, you know, explain to you it's not actually his birthday and get all embarrassed. I did that to him a bunch. So that kind of was a funny ongoing thing because I think he was under the assumption I was telling people it actually was really his birthday. So he didn't want to, you know, upset anybody by, you know, giving him a hard time but wishing him a happy birthday. Now, this translated into, it was two young guys that came into play. And I'm going to do my best to remember names. I believe it was Josh and Ryan. And if I get the names wrong, I apologize, guys. They had come up from the States for a couple different days to play. And the last day, they took Matt and myself aside. Said they had a little surprise for us. And they had bought everybody Tim Hortons donuts. They had also bought candles. So they wanted to know if it was okay if we could trick Steve into coming out down the hallway and they would sing him happy birthday and wish him a happy birthday. I thought this was hilarious, and so did Matt. So we helped them get set up for it out in the kind of front lobby area. And from there, yelled for Steve to come on out. As Steve was coming down the hallway, Matt had gotten his camera phone out and decided to record all this. And it's these guys singing him happy birthday, presenting him with a donut with a candle in it and all that, and him just doing his best to be on his best behavior because he realized he was being filmed. So, and that was that went up on the Facebook a while ago. So if you want to check that out, find that out. It's just something we do to like to mess with him because it's kind of funny. So yeah, that's, I assume, why Dave told everybody to wish Steve a happy birthday, because it's the go-to way to bug Steve. So if you ever come into play against Steve, feel free to wish him a happy birthday. Jumping over to the next question, we have Zectorman. Howdy, Josh. I like that. I don't hear howdy enough, nearly enough. Okay, that's probably why. Texan Vault member here. So you guys actually say howdy all the time. Is that just a thing? Like Canadians say A, you guys say howdy. Texan Vault member here. I am curious as to whether you guys will be putting out any more Age of Sigmar content. As much as I love old World Wars and Warhammer Fantasy Battles in general, I really do enjoy Age of Sigmar just as much. Every time I broach the subject on the old World Wars videos, my comment gets downvoted into oblivion. Yeah, that tends to happen when you bring it up on the Warhammer Fantasy stuff. The really hardcore crew that still is into Warhammer Fantasy Battles seems to just hate anything Age of Sigmar related. Not all of them, but there's a vocal group there. I'm not trying to brew up controversy in any way. I just love the hobby regardless of what format it takes, and Age of Sigmar has gained a ton of momentum with me and my wallet. Ain't that true, dude? The big thing about Age of Sigmar, and everybody can complain or whatever else, they have put out some crazy cool models, so big props to Games Workshop for making some awesome models that people want to buy. I understand it could be in the minority here, and do realize that you guys will triage your game systems from time to time in order to provide the content that pays the bills. I just hope Age of Sigmar hasn't gotten to that point yet. So I talked about this a little bit already, but yeah, Age of Sigmar, the biggest issue we have is just the proper formatting when it comes to doing battle reports. The way the game was set up didn't lend itself well, and there was an unnecessary amount of work that had to go into making sure both players had the necessary tools to play a game that, you know, would be a decent game, and that there'd be a balanced scenario, balanced armies. It was somewhat of the lack of balance that made it tough for a bat rep. Now, lack of balance when you're playing with your friends, that's fine, because you can kind of mitigate that. When we're putting out content for people to watch, it wasn't necessarily the right format, so judging by the way you've put your comment, I think you understand that, and I think most of the people get that. So we were waiting for the General's Handbook to figure out the best way to do it. So we're in the process of figuring out the best way to do it right now, and yeah, there's going to be Age of Sigmar stuff coming back. I just couldn't tell you exactly when or what format, but it's on the way. So thanks for the shout-out there. The other one, too, when people comment in the videos, especially if it's a video, you're commenting about a game system that's not the game system in the video, you might not get a ton of responses back. It's pretty easy to figure out our emails. I can't speak to everybody, but I know if you shoot me an email, I will endeavor to get back to you at least within a couple days. So feel free, again, josh@miniwargaming.com. I've put it out there a couple times. If you want to shoot me an email, if you have questions, feel free. I mean, I'm supported by the community as a whole, so feel free to email me. You're not bugging me. All the emails I get, people are apologizing for taking my time. As long as you're patient and you wait for a response, realize I might not be able to get back to you right away. You got nothing to apologize for. I love hearing from the community as a whole. Next, we have Evil Party Girl. Josh. In the beginning, I didn't think you were going to be a good addition to the team. I wasn't sure it was going to be a good addition to the team either. I had no idea. So let's see where the rest of this one goes. This is why I should probably read these ahead of time and know what I'm getting into when people are asking questions. On the reroll, I thought, who is this guy? Yeah, if you weren't watching a lot of, like when I started being on the reroll, I wasn't an employee yet. So if you didn't watch a lot of the non-40k content, you probably have no idea who I was. I played against Steve in a number of different game systems. I hardly ever played 40k, so even though I was a regular around here, a lot of people still had no idea who I was. Lost my spot. So yeah, who is this guy? Now you're my number two favorite presenter. Woohoo! I want to know who your number one favorite is. Now you're my number two favorite presenter because your on-screen air is so genuine and friendly. I mean, that's what I'm going for. I play games because I have fun playing games. And so that comes across, I'm glad that comes across that way. I do my best to be as genuine and friendly as I can in my videos. Which is kind of funny, so I'm glad somebody points out that that's something they like. Because there's definitely a couple people who weren't a big fan of my somewhat annoying personality at times, so glad you're enjoying the content. What was the hardest thing to learn or overcome since starting at Mini Wargaming? You didn't do many bat reps recently. Were you on holidays? Okay, so a couple different things to talk about there. Biggest thing to learn or overcome? Getting used to filming's kind of a trip. I'm used to having both hands free when I'm playing games, and I'm a super, super clumsy guy. So moving models accurately on camera while holding the camera, getting a good shot, that's probably the biggest thing for me to get used to. So still working on that. I don't think you see my feet very often, but still trying to get better at the camera work. Didn't do many bat reps recently. Were you on holidays? That's one I still have been doing bat reps, but it's a matter of just when they come out. When I was brought on, the idea was that I would be filling in for people or being a professional opponent, essentially, if people need to be. So it's whenever they need somebody to fill in and cover bat reps in whatever game system that I go ahead and jump in. You probably will see more of my content coming out. I have some stuff that has been edited, ready to put out, but it's a matter of fitting it properly into the scheduler. So you might see because I know for a while there was a ton of content being put out with just me in it. That's just how it happened to go. I had content that was ready to go out for the different game systems. So you saw a whole lot of me. I've been filming pretty steady, so you'll start to see me regularly again, I assume, pretty soon. So thanks for everybody for the comments so far, especially that one. That's some interesting stuff to talk about. Next comment is from PatRat123. Josh, I don't know if you're the right person to tell this, but I really miss your narrative campaigns that were formatted like Storms of Ixia and Fate of Fayum. The pacing, the storytelling, and the games flowed really nicely, and I hope to see more of this in the future. Probably not the right person to talk to about it. Matthew's the one that heads up pretty well all the narrative stuff. So again, you know, shoot him an email where he's the person to address this to. Big thing about Matthew is he's a storyteller. I know that he's done role-playing games sort of stuff and all that. So it's a matter of him exploring and growing the best ways to figure out to be a storyteller. Not everything he does is always going to be for everybody, but yeah, I think we're going to see eventually. I mean, everybody comes full circle in the way they do things, so it won't be the exact same format, but he likes to jump back and forth with experimenting with different ways to tell stories, which is pretty cool because that way everybody gets the different storytelling that they like. So he's the guy to talk to about it. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say. There might be some ideas of jumping back into some more of the traditional stuff, but I can't really say for sure because I'm not sure how he's formatting things. So I'll leave it with he's the guy to talk to, but there might be some stuff coming up that you are a fan of. Next question from... I'm not reading your name, and you know why I'm not reading your name. Hi, Josh. I have just gotten my hands on the new Legions Astartes Crusade army list, and I find a lot of changes from the old one. Mainly some units like Assault, Veterans, and Seekers getting better and cheaper. Will any of this impact your 30k list, and therefore any new models you will need to go and get? Yeah, there's been a lot of really, I think, positive changes, so it will impact my list a little bit. The quick run through, like my Night Lords obviously are going to be affected, but nothing's changed for Mechanicum. And I probably won't build my list any different for Mechanicum. Sniper Vets got scarier, in my opinion. But yeah, for the Night Lords, I just actually had a couple veteran tactical squads finished before the new stuff came out anyway, so you might see more of them because for their points, they're pretty awesome. Assault Marines. I still like my Raptors, but Assault Marines are so much cheaper now. So maybe I might have to get some regular Assault Marine guys to go with the army. Maybe I'll use my Raptors as regular Assault Marines a couple times, see how I like them. And then Seekers. I was thinking about getting Seekers for the Night Lords anyways, but this might force me to get them sooner rather than later, because yeah, there's been some very positive changes with the new Crusade army list rules. Other than that, I mean, it's changing the way... if you've watched some of the 30k stuff, I'm building Imperial Fists now. So I had an army set up of how I wanted to play it, and now I need to change everything because all the points change. So I'm working on that. Actually, I was working on that right before I filmed this video. So, excuse me. That does have a couple changes to how I'm going to run the Imperial Fists. Mostly because stuff got cheaper, so I got to add a couple more things in. But yeah, there's nothing crazy where I'm like, I must go do this right now. Certainly some different stuff became more viable. So there should be some interesting changes there. Nothing I'm going to rush out to get. I'm going to run a lot more veteran tactical squads, though, just because they're cheap and they're really, really, really effective right now. Next question here from MM Despot. At Josh, hey man, your beard rocks. Yeah, it does. I have some questions if you don't mind answering. If you took the time to write me some questions, I'll do my best to answer them. If I see you, can I touch your beard? Hashtag beard envy. There is a fee associated with that, but that is discussed at the time of meeting me. What are your musical tastes? What would be the soundtrack to your life? Oh, geez, I don't know. I don't want to be the cliche guy and say I listen to everything, because I don't listen to much of anything. I like having some background noise. I tend to listen to, I'm more of a metalhead than anything else, but I wouldn't say I'm defined by any particular genre. There's not a whole lot of stuff I didn't listen to. Most modern country music I have no interest in. I like listening to Johnny Cash, that kind of stuff, but modern country music's not for me. Not really big into rap music, anything like that. I'm a metalhead, but I'll listen to almost whatever. Even in some of the country genres or some of the rap genres that as a whole I'm not a fan of, there's some artists putting out some pretty awesome stuff. So, yeah, it's a toughie. One thing that Lee has got me listening to, Lee is a hardcore metalhead. There's two different things he's gotten me into. Number one, there is a YouTube channel called Frog Leap Studios. Dude does covers, metal covers of a bunch of different random songs. If you have not checked that out, check it out. He does some really, really cool stuff that's entertaining. The other one is Austrian Death Machine. If you know what Austrian Death Machine is, then you're probably laughing that I bring it up. And if you don't know what it is, go ahead and check it out. I am super entertained by it. Last time I did a sit and talk, I talked about Heather. She's less entertained by it because I put this terrible music on all the time. But yeah, Austrian Death Machine always makes me laugh, so I listen to that. That's kind of what I've been listening to when I'm working on models. But yeah, whatever's on. I'm not really overly picky about music. If you want, can answer this one. What was your worst history relating to that guy? Thanks for your time and keep up the awesome work. The worst history relating to that guy, and it's in quotations. I don't know how many different that guys I've run into. Nothing sticks out in my head. I do my best to put myself in other people's shoes. You've got people that sometimes do stuff that makes no sense, but life's too short to be upset with people all the time, so I don't really hold on to any of that. I can't think of any specific situations that are really, that guy. Next comment here is from Mal Roque. How do, Josh? How do, Mal Roque? I was wondering what you think with the current fluff in the game universes. Do you think it is well fleshed out or diluted or has become too hard to keep track of with rogue codex writers making stories that don't match the older fluff, or just write them to make that race seem more powerful? So yeah, like the Matt Ward kind of stuff. I hate to, beat a dead horse and pick on Matt Ward, but his stuff's not for me. I'm not saying that's not good, but it's not necessarily what I'm interested in. Sorry, a bit of a mouthful, but I do miss a lot of the older fluff, including fluff from before I started playing, such as Sigmar actually was a lost Primarch, and his hammer was and had the exact same stats as the Thunderhammer. I like the idea of fantasy and 40k being mixed. Cheers if you read this. Yeah, guys, if you take the time to leave comments and you address them to me, as long as it's something that's appropriate I'm able to bring up, I'll do my best to respond back. I like the old fluff. Simple as that. I can appreciate some of the new fluff, and it's interesting where they're taking some of it, but I like the old fluff because I've been playing since 3rd edition, relatively early 3rd edition, actually, I believe. I just found the kind of grimdark stuff a lot more interesting. They've taken it in different directions, so I don't want to bash the hard work anybody's put in for making fluff. But I'm a bigger fan of the older stuff, the more epic stuff. Some of the guys I really like right now, Gav Thorpe, who's been writing stuff forever, still does a lot of he does a lot of stuff that I'm interested in, so I read his stuff. Dan Abnett does very well for pretty well any of the 40K fluff. So Eisenhorn and Ravener, still some of my favorite series, so Dan Abnett does some really good stuff. The other guy, I'm going to butcher his name, but I'm going to also assume that he has no idea who I am, so I'm okay butchering his name. Aaron Dembski-Bowden. He does. He wrote the Nightlords novels, which I'm a huge fan of, and he's written some Heresy stuff that I think is phenomenal. So I'm going to put it out there. If you want to check out some cool fluff, those are my three top names that I enjoy reading stuff from. Gav Thorpe, Aaron Dembski-Bowden, and of course Dan Abnett. But feel free to shoot me an email if you got other suggestions on writers that you know you're a big fan of, because I'm always looking to read more fluff. But yeah, I like the stuff that's closer to the style of the old fluff. Next up here, Chosen One, Josh. Earlier this week, well, last week now, we saw a video of you in a basement office. What video would that have been? Oh, Mordheim, yeah. I think it was down in Lee's office when Steve came down to tell me what happened in the Mordheim game. Are you aware that the Mini Wargaming basement is haunted? Dave has an old video about it on the site somewhere. I don't know if I believe in all that stuff, but that basement's creepy. So I know the basement's super creepy. Not saying it is or not haunted, but yeah. No, I know what you're referring to. I remember when they were doing that video, because I think Chris did a video down there on his channel, too, of something going bump in the night. So yeah, Lee was trying to convince me to get them to set up an office for me downstairs. A, I got no interest in being down there, and it's kind of far away from where I do most of my work. And B, yeah, I find it to be a creepy downstairs. I don't want to be down there. So, yeah, I am aware of that video. I'm aware that the rumors that it's haunted, so I won't confirm or deny anything. But, yep, I would not spend a night down there by myself. Do a couple more questions, guys, and then we're probably going to end up jumping to the vault. But I'll see how many more questions I can get done on this video. We have Quantum Tempest. Hey, Josh. Why did you pick the Night Lords? I don't often see you wearing anyone's skin. Do you frequently flicker the lights on and off at work? Actually, yeah, no, I do that a bunch. It's fairly common for me to run into a room and do that to people and just yell, you know, oogie booty boo, and then I flick the lights on and off and run away. Yeah, so I don't know if somebody told you that I do that or if you just guessed it. Oh, and which Heresy era character is your favorite? You can't pick Conrad after his evilness towards people's poor defenseless armies. Come on, Kurz is awesome. Totally not the best Primarch. Why did I pick the Night Lords? I will say that I was probably inspired most. I've liked the Night Lords since 3rd edition. I've liked the fact that they have that independent streak. Not the same way that the Wolves do. They just really didn't care. Even during the Great Crusade, they did their own thing. They have the most human personalities, I think, in the most terrible way. Like, you've got the Salamanders, who are the closest I find to humans, as far as their emotions and all that, on the good side of things. And then the bad side of things is the Night Lords, where they're all just terrible, terrible people. So if you take a bunch of hardcore criminals and make them superhumans, this is the Legion that you end up with. At the time of going ahead and picking the Night Lords Legion, I had been reading, like I'd read all of the Dembski-Bowden novels, so I was a big fan of that. I also read, I'm trying to think now, this is going back a while, I think it's Simon Spurrier, Lord of the Night, I believe is the name of the novel, which was a earlier Night Lords novel, so that was pretty awesome. So I was already kind of a fan of that Legion. I was a fan of the look. And we were able to make a decent 2,000-point list out of mostly just Betrayalic Health. So that was the major motivation, is that I could get an army on the cheap. And it was a cool army that I thought looked cool. I liked the fluff for. It's just awesome. And Kurz is awesome. Which Heresy era character is your favorite? I'm going to pick one of the other Primarchs, and I'm going to say that I'm a big fan of Rogul Dorn. I'm a Dorn fan because he just did what needed to get done. He wasn't one to complain or anything else like that. He just got work done. So I'm a big fan of Dorn. I might be a little bit stubborn too, so I think I can identify with that a little bit. So yeah, I'll say my favorite Heresy era character was Dorn himself. Should have time for about one more question here. So this is, Kurt is the word. So is that Kurt is the word or Kurt is the word? Josh, thanks for all the great content. Thanks for the compliment, dude. I'm glad there's people out there that enjoy the content I put out. You often ask the viewers what their opinion is on the list you bring and the decisions you make. I have the idea that you do this more than the other mini wargamers. What is your goal behind this? That's pretty simple. Like I said it before, it's the gaming community that supports me being able to play all these games. But also, I mean, it's because of you guys that I'm making a living out of producing content. So I feel it's very important to be as connected with that community as I can. So and it's an awesome community to be a part of. So, I mean, I'm in this prime opportunity to kind of inject myself into the gaming community. So I want to reach out there and I want to make sure people know. Part of it's, you know, guys sending me emails or girls sending me emails and apologizing for taking my time. No, I love that stuff. As long as you realize that, you know, it might take a little while for me to get back to you. Or if you ask a very specific question looking for a specific answer, you might not get it. I find it's important to interact with the community because you guys are awesome. You guys rock. And you support me in doing what I do. So how can I not want to be a part of this awesome community as much as I can? So that's my goal behind it, is that I want to make sure if people want to be heard, they can be heard. And I mean, you guys get to play, I don't want to say more often than me, but some of you definitely get to play more often. So I like people's opinions on stuff. I like hearing how other people are successful in their games and what works for them. Second, last week's, I haven't seen you much in 40K, 30K reports. Are we going to see you more in the future? Thanks a lot for the great attitude. Love to see more battle reports made by you. So again, yeah, thanks for the support. It's always pretty awesome. As far as 40K, 30K, I've been recording a lot more, but it seems to come out kind of almost in spurts. So you might see a bunch of me for a week or two and then not much of me for a while, which is, I think, what we're going through right now. So yeah, I'm trying to be more active. I've been playing a lot of X-Wing and other games, so you will see more 40K and 30K with me in it, though, most definitely. From there, guys, that should be about time on this video. So what we're going to do is go ahead and jump into the vault to answer all the rest of the questions. You can just click on the link below if you're a vault member. And if you're not a vault member, click on the link anyways. Gives you access to the rest of this video as well as all of the other vault content. Excuse me. I had a terrible cough right now, so I'm doing my best not to have it be on camera too much. With being a vault member, click on the link if you're not a vault member. You get a 7-day free trial. Check out the rest of this video as well as all the bat reps we have in there. Everything we do in pairs. That's twice as much content. It's vault members that basically support this company so we can put content out. It also gives you access to Chris and Janine's painting tips and tricks and a bunch of other fun behind-the-scenes stuff. So check it out, guys. Jump into the vault, and as always, happy wargaming.